Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. In case you missed it, a landmark event happened in Florence County this summer, and this event means that for the first time, South Carolina-grown sweet potatoes will be commercially packaged and sold nationwide. Not to mention that hundreds of new jobs are being brought to the county as well. Woody Swink is an executive with and part of the founding family of McCall Farms. And he joins us by phone now from his farm in Effingham, South Carolina. Woody, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me, Mike. It's an honor for McCall Farms and our family of brands to be on the South Carolina Business Review.
Well, now, before we talk about your expansion this summer, the announcement that I mentioned in the introduction, give us a brief history and overview of McCall Farms.
We're a family-owned company, been in the farming business since 1838, and in the early 1950s, my grandfather decided to diversify, mainly growing tobacco, and the government put a warning on a pack of cigarettes, and he said there may be something to this, so he diversified the company, and he opened up a canning plant, canning about 3 to 4 weeks out of the year, local produce. Fortunately, over the years, through hard work and dedication, the family's been able to grow the business. Now we have 4 leading brands in our category with the latest of Bruce Yams, Glory Food Vegetables, Margaret Holmes Canned Vegetables, and Peanut Patch Boiled Peanuts.
And tell us about what happened this summer with the sweet potato production facility.
We were fortunate enough to purchase Bruce's Yams in 2014. They had a plant in Wilson, North Carolina, and in New Iberia, Louisiana, and we just felt that with way sweet potatoes could really grow well in South Carolina, and it made a lot of sense. So we moved those 2 plants to our facility in Effingham, South Carolina. It was a major step, and now they'll be, for the first time on a major scale, sweet potatoes grown in South Carolina and now manufactured, canned, and frozen in South Carolina and distributed nationwide under our Bruce Yam label.
How many yams are we talking about?
We will process close to just under 10,000 acres of sweet potatoes.
Give us an idea relative to the other brands that you have and how this relates.
The Bruce brand now will make up approximately 20% of our brand portfolio. The Glory Foods, the Glory Greens, Glory Black Eyed Peas, Butter Beans makes up another 30%. Peanut Patch Boiled Peanuts makes up about 25%. The rest is under our Margaret Holmes canned brand of products. And then we also do some freezing, but those 4 brands make up the majority of our sales.
The nation as a whole seems to be gravitating more and more towards natural and organic. Is this a challenge?
I think a misconception in cans is there are no preservatives in any canned vegetable on the canned vegetable aisle. So, and actually, canned vegetables are more nutritious than any fresh product you can eat, any frozen product you can eat. And the reason for that is, and the reason why we wanted to grow sweet potatoes here and all of our crops as much as we can local, is because it's harvested in the field and it's processed in the can within 8 to 10 hours. And that's how you preserve your nutrients. You know, fresh product is picked, it's transported, you know, and probably not consumed for over 2 weeks. And in that time, you lose a lot of nutrition. But the can keeps the highest nutrition, no preservatives. Is actually the most nutritious way of eating vegetables.
Woody, talk about how you work with local farmers, contract with them to purchase their produce, and what percentage is actually grown by your farms.
Mike, that's a good question. We grow about 10% of the produce that we can and freeze annually, and then we contract with 90% with other growers. They're vetted very hard, and we're proud of the growers that we have, and most of the stuff we do comes out of the great state of South Carolina, so we're real proud of that. There's as good of growers in South Carolina as there is anywhere in the country.
Are the farms that you work with flexible enough to be able to change from product to product as you need it?
Absolutely. As we're investing in our operation to make it more efficient and higher quality, they're also investing in putting in irrigation, buying more high-tech harvesters and sprayers, and they'll jump through hoops if a crop doesn't make it to replant and to do things to make sure we stay in stock and keep the product on the grocery store shelves.
Well, Woody, thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you, Mike.
Woody Swink is an executive with and part of the founding family of McCall Farms, a family-owned producer based in Effingham, South Carolina. We will have a link to his company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you will also find links to our social media network so you can connect with us and post your comments. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.